Hey friend, are you trying to plan a Disney World vacation, but you're not sure where to start? Do you wish you could head into your trip feeling prepared and confident with a plan that's right for your family and your budget? Hi, I'm Megan. At Dream Wish Plan, I help moms plan their dream Disney World vacation without the overwhelm. On this show, we'll walk through the Disney park basics so you'll understand all the things that Disney World has to offer. Talk about vacation planning strategy, and I'll give you tips and hacks that will put you way ahead of the pack so you can maximize the fun and minimize the stress. So grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and get ready to create a plan to make some magical Disney memories. Hello friends, and welcome to the Dream Wish Plan podcast. I've had a lot of questions lately about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. A lot of people know there is a Star Wars section at Disney, but they're not sure where it's located or what you can find there. Some refer to it as Star Wars Land. I thought it would be good to do an episode that's a deep dive of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, because it's a really cool area, even if you're not a diehard Star Wars fan. And if you're planning a Disney vacation, it's not just about knowing what you can find there, it's about the excitement and anticipation that comes with it. So let's dive into what you can expect at Galaxy's Edge. First of all, Galaxy's Edge is located at Hollywood Studios, and it opened in 2019. Once you're in the park, there are two entrances to get to Galaxy's Edge. One is through Toy Story Land, and one is through the Grand Avenue area near Muppet Vision 3D. The theming and atmosphere are really great, and when you enter this area of the park, you really feel like you've been transported to a different land. In fact, you've been transported to Black Spire Outpost on the planet of Batuu. This is where I should tell you that I'm not a huge Star Wars fan myself, but my husband is. I had never seen any of the Star Wars movies until I think after we were married. So at this point, I've seen pretty much all the Star Wars content, but I'm by no means an expert. I get very confused with the timeline, and I mix up which characters are from which movie. But I know the basics, I know the characters, and I do enjoy the Star Wars content for the most part. But just know, you don't have to be a huge fan to appreciate this park area. First, let's talk about rides. There are two rides in Galaxy's Edge. The first ride is Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, which is a simulator type ride where you're flying in the Millennium Falcon. It's very detailed and very immersive and very cool. One thing about this ride is that if you experience motion sickness, this may be a ride that gives you trouble. It does for me. There are different roles you can be assigned, pilot, gunner, or engineer. If you're worried about motion sickness, I recommend choosing the engineer role. You'll be sitting in the back and focusing on the buttons on the side of the ship rather than focusing on the screen. So for me, that helps enough that I can ride with my family without feeling super sick. Overall, this is a fun ride, and one that Star Wars fans will likely love, because who doesn't want to be on the Millennium Falcon? The other ride is Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. This is one of the most popular rides at Disney overall. It's one of the rides that will have the longest wait times, and it's the ride that has the individual Lightning Lane selection for Hollywood Studios. So that's the ride that's not included in regular Genie Plus. If you want to skip the line, you'd have to pay for that ride individually. This is an incredible ride. It's one of my family's favorites. I don't want to give away any spoilers, so I won't go into a detailed description, but it's really an experience with a trackless ride included. One thing I'll say is that the ride does go down pretty frequently. So if it's something you want to ride, you'll need a strategy for how you're going to do it. Are you riding during early entry? Are you buying an individual lightning lane? Are you just biting the bullet and waiting in a long line? Or are you going to try to hit it at the end of the night with a lower line? Just be sure to have a backup plan and leave time in case the ride is down when you plan to hit it. So that covers the rides in Galaxy's Edge. Next, let's cover my second favorite aspect, the food and drinks. There are a few different dining spots in Galaxy's Edge. First, let's talk about Oga's Cantina, because that's the one that stands out most in my mind. This is basically a Star Wars-themed bar, but saying that doesn't really do it justice. The theming here is incredible. It's a lot of fun and has great vibes. There are alcoholic drinks as well as mocktails offered here, so there's something for everyone. Reservations can be a challenge to get, and something to know is that there's not a ton of room inside. It gets crowded, and they really pack in the people. We've been here several times, and we usually are standing at the bar area. On our most recent visit, we were lucky because we got one of the booths around the outer edge of the cantina. The booths are kind of horseshoe-shaped, but there was another party seated with us as well. So just be prepared, especially if you're an introvert like me. But it's worth a visit, especially if you're a Star Wars fan. The staff here is amazing. There is a droid DJ that's really cool, and the drinks are really good. Another thing to mention is that guests will be limited to 45 minutes in the cantina. Also, there's not a lot of food options, and there's pretty much nothing that anyone in my family will eat. So I don't particularly recommend this spot for food unless you're pretty adventurous. It's definitely more snacks and not a place to have a meal. So where can you get a meal at Galaxy's Edge? The two main options are Docking Bay 7 and Ronto Roasters. Both are quick service options. Docking Bay 7 is, again, really well themed, and the food is really good. Don't let the names of the food items scare you. They aren't really as exotic as they sound, but they are a bit different than your standard theme park options. Ronto Roasters doesn't have as many options. Here you'll find Ronto Wraps, which are like sausage wraps with tangy slaw in a pita. I find them delicious. They also have meat-free versions, and they have a breakfast version as well. For other snacks and drinks, there's the milk stand, which has the blue milk and green milk, which you may have seen. I guess it's a Star Wars thing. I've not had them, nor will I be trying them. That whole idea of like the flavored milks with the fruit, it just kind of grosses me out. There's also Cat Sakas, which has Kettle Outpost Mix, which is sweet and spicy popcorn. One of my favorite treats you can get here is the Cold Brew Black Calf. It's Joffrey's Coffee Cold Brew topped with sweet cream cheese and chocolate puffs, and you can get it with or without alcohol. You'll really see the theming throughout every little detail. One of the things you can find is soda bottles in different shapes and with writing like Star Wars on them. There's also plenty of opportunity for shopping for Star Wars-themed merch in their many stores that are located in Galaxy's Edge. First up, let's talk about Sabi's Workshop. This is where you can build those expensive, fancy lightsabers. This is really special and a cool experience, but it is expensive. The lightsabers are big and they are breakable. So this is great for true Star Wars fans who will appreciate having this type of souvenir. But if you're kind of meh about Star Wars, then this is not necessarily an experience I would recommend. There is another less expensive lightsaber experience that I'll tell you about in a few minutes that I feel like is much more accessible. Next up is Droid Depot, where you can create your own droid. You can build a little mini R2-D2 or BB-8. This is also expensive, but less expensive than a lightsaber. I will say I wasn't sold on doing this, but my kids had an absolute blast. I think the experience is something they'll always remember. They still talk about it. And the droids are cool, and they're not too terribly big. Next, you have Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. This is a cool store with some fun photo opportunities, where you can buy all sorts of Star Wars gear. There's also First Order Cargo, where you can get some merch to show off support for the First Order, or Resistance Supply, where you can purchase some merch to support the Resistance. There's also some market stalls with some unique items that you can only find on Batuu. There's the Creature Stall, where you can get some exotic creatures and stuffies. Toydarian Toymaker is a workshop with handmade toys from local artisans. And there's also Black Spire Outfitters, where you can get some space-themed clothing. There's also Jewels of Bith, which has accessories and other trinkets. Now, I promised I'd tell you where you can get a more reasonably priced and more durable lightsaber, and that's at Tatooine Traders, which is not even in Galaxy's Edge. It's actually the store at the end of the Star Tours ride in the Echo Lake area of Hollywood Studios. You don't need to ride Star Tours to be able to go into the store. You can build a lightsaber here. They're plastic and colorful. The process is not as elaborate, and the lightsabers are not as fancy, but they're much less expensive, and my kids have had theirs for years, and they still use them, and they've held up well. So that covers the shopping piece. Let's talk about characters you can find in Galaxy's Edge. You may come across Chewbacca, Kylo Ren, Rey, and Vi Marati. I'm going to be honest, I'm not really sure who that is, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. You'll also likely see stormtroopers walking through Galaxy's Edge looking for anyone causing trouble. And you may even be lucky enough to see the Mandalorian and Grogu, aka Baby Yoda. I highly recommend setting aside some time to explore this area of the park and really take in the attention to detail and experience the atmosphere here. There are a ton of great photo ops, including some magic shots and memory maker photographers. I also recommend at least spending some time at night here because it's really cool after dark with the lights and everything. There are also some games you can play using the Play Disney Park app. And if you have a Magic Band Plus, you can play Star Wars Bounty Hunters. Basically, this is like a hide-and-seek or scavenger hunt, and the lights and vibrations of your Magic Band Plus will guide you around Galaxy's Edge to find your bounty. You can collect multiple bounties and earn credits, which is the Star Wars word for money. You aren't getting real money, but it is a lot of fun. My kids absolutely love doing this and would play for hours if we let them. So hopefully this episode has helped take the mystery out of Galaxy's Edge and let you know what you can expect to experience when you visit. And if you're looking for help planning a trip and personalizing your Disney experience with things that'll help you make amazing memories with your family, you can work with me and I'll handle all the details. Just click the link in the show notes for a personalized quote. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning. If you enjoyed this episode, it would help me so much if you would take a minute to rate and review the show on iTunes. And if you still feel stuck and want my help designing your dream vacation, click the link in the show notes to book a one-on-one planning call with me. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning.